The Lord has been merciful. The greatest mercy he had in my life was the fact that he revealed himself to me, that I belonged to him. He was merciful 3.5 years ago when I wasn't killed in a car wreck, Brother Jordan. He was merciful when all the high water rose up around my house over there and it didn't come in my house. And he's had many more what I call lesser mercies, but they're all great mercies. I'm thankful for his mercy. There have been a number of hurricanes lately. One of them, of course, was Henry. Was it Henry? Harvey. Thank you. I knew something was wrong with that. But Harvey, he had... that's correct, right. Hurricane come in and destroyed many houses, many trees, cost many lives. Still having an effect. A bad storm, strong storm, but there was one went out across the Atlantic out there. It was a powerful storm also. I forget the names of all of them, Bruce, maybe, but it made circles out there, round and round out there in the Atlantic for a while. I believe it's on the way out now, I hope. Then there was Irma, a big storm went up through Florida, killing people, destroying land, wiped the Keys out, but it went through some of those islands out there and beat it up and then come another one through there. Through the Puerto Rico, I believe, is the main one that they've been reporting on. A number of them were destroyed, but the power completely for the whole island was wiped out. People are having trouble finding water and food, probably a place to sleep at night. But many of them were killed. God speaks every single day. He speaks to us. I'm thankful that he brought us to this place here that we can open his word and hear him speak. He's had mercy on every one of us here. If you're here today, he's had mercy on you. If you're here today, I hope you belong to him. Brother Jordan, every week that we come here and you stand here and proclaim God's word to us, he's speaking to us through his word. Now, it's not just Brother Jordan is just a conduit. And if I say anything today, it's just because I'm a conduit. That's all I am. It disturbs me greatly that when God speaks to some people out there, they never hear him. Let's go. I don't know which way I'm going to go right now. Really, I don't. But the Lord knows. And it's his word. I want you to go to the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 1 says, God, who at sundry times, that's many different times, more times than we can count, more times than we will acknowledge, and in divers manners he spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. But he's also spoken to us in these last days. Verse 2, he says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So many people fail to see that or recognize the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh, and he was there on creation day. He was there before creation day, and he had his, he said, let there be light. And we'll look at that verse in a minute. Verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory, that glory that Brother Jordan was praying about, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. God's power was over all things, over every issue. Remember back in verse 2, it said up there, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. He has power over your next breath. You mentioned it. If he doesn't want you to breathe the next breath, guess what you're going to do? You're going to collapse and you're dead. Yeah, I mean, it might take your heart a few seconds or minutes to stop beating, but whatever the case is, the Lord God is in control. He speaks, and we need to hear him. He speaks, and the world needs to hear him. They won't hear him. Some of them just won't hear him. They don't intend to hear him. Now, I'm sovereign in this matter, and I know the Lord's, when he gets your attention, he's going to get your attention. I read verse 3 again. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by his word. It says all things by his word. Can you remember that? And everything that you do, he upholds all things by his word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins. I'm thankful he purged me of my sins that would send me to that place of eternal punishment. But now I belong to, now, do I still go astray in this flesh? Yes, I do, Brother George. I wish I didn't. It convicts me every time when it's pointed out to me the sin that I've committed, I weep in my heart, in my soul. He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels. The Lord Jesus Christ is better than the angels. As he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. I'll read one more verse there. For unto which of the angels said he at any time? Speaking, by the way. That's what we're talking about today. God speaks. He has spoken. He speaks sometimes. People fail to hear him speaking. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And when he speaks, we belong to him. Well, let's see. If I look at my notes, maybe I'll know where I'm going. Let's go over to the book of John. Now, I can read more scripture there, and it would satisfy some of the thoughts that I have in mind. But I want you to get this clear in your mind. From the Genesis 1 and 1, all the way to the end of the Bible, God speaks. Some say Ruth doesn't have the word God in it. Well, that doesn't bother me, because I can read it and study it and know that God has spoken there. John 1:1. Let me find it. Keep turning to my markers over here, and I'm missing my book, John 1 and 1. Don't forget John 1 and 1. Don't forget any of God's word. If you have a tendency to forget part of it, read it over and over and over again and pray about it. In the beginning was the Word. That's the very beginning. It's not your beginning. It's the beginning of even before all of the creation. Before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1 and 4. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him. Bruce, He made that water you're drinking. Thank you. Some of the people after this storm, all they had was dirty, filthy water to drink. They had trouble getting hold of clean water again. I'm thankful I was able to obtain water. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Why can't we get that through our head? There's nothing made that was not made by God. You might ponder it for a little while, but if you trace it back, you can figure out and find out. You can know. As the Spirit of God instructs you, you can determine that it was made by God. In Him was life. My life, your life, everybody's life. That's a body, soul, and spirit. And the life was the light of men. Speaking of Christ, speaking of me, in Him was life, my life. Verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. God spoke in these matters. He spoke you into existence. I'm thankful that I'm here, Brother Jordan. He gave me life. He's given me eternal life. Okay, I'm going to read a lot of scripture here. I've already quoted this verse, Genesis 1 and 3, passages that we've been studying over in the book of Genesis. You already know what it is. You've heard it many times during the lifetime. It says, and God said, And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, we could go through the book of Genesis here and pick out some more of those, but that's really not what I'm wanting to do. I want you to turn over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. I don't have the time, so before the day's over, I'm going to give you an assignment. I want every one of you to read Proverbs chapter 8, the whole chapter. Now, just a few weeks ago, I think Brother Jordan or somebody read a portion of these. Might have been JT, I'm not sure. But I want to start with verse 12 in chapter 8 and read a few of them here. He says, I believe this is God's word. I believe he's speaking here. I, and it's labeled wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Verse 13, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Now, we're not studying evil today, but I want you to know that he speaks. He hates evil. Pride and arrogance in the evil way in the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. That's what God is. He's understanding. True understanding. He makes it possible for us to understand. I'm thankful that sometimes, brother, I understand just a little bit. I have strength. Verse 15, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. He brings them into power. That president that's in our office over here, but some are downing him in every speech and every word and on TV and everywhere else. Now, God put him there. He's our president. We should respect him. We should be thankful that God gave him to us. He spoke him into existence. Verse 17, I love them that love me. Do you love the Lord? I believe if we're here, Brother Jordan, we profess to love him. I hope everybody loves him here. I hope I love him to the greatest possible position of love that I can love him, that I know about, I know of. And I love him more every time I open his word and hear him speak. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Do you seek after the Lord? I happen to be one that believes if you never seek after him, you'll never belong to him. And you must seek after him every part of your life. You must seek after him through the duration of your life. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine silver in my revenue. Than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. God is powerful. And he puts these things into existence, even in your life. He speaks these things into existence. Well, let me see. I know I'm going to run out of time here. Turn over to I have Exodus 19. I don't remember this one. Exodus 19 and 19. Let's see what this verse reads. Exodus 19 and 19. Oh, yeah. Conversation going on between Moses and God. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by voice. Have you ever heard God speak? Those that belong to the Lord will hear him speak. They might not recognize it as the word of God or the voice of God, but they better. Okay. I'm going to look at chapter 20 and verse 1. What does that say? And God spake all these words, saying. Now, I pull this one out, Brother Jordan, because you used it last week, I believe. And going to use it again, probably, when you begin to study about the Ten Commandments. And God spake all these words, saying, I'm not going to read all of them. I just want you to know that he speaks out of his word here. Psalms 29 and 4. You might say, Brother Sanford, you sure are using a lot of verses. Is that your phone, Linda, out here? Psalms 29:4. The voice of the Lord. That's God speaking. The voice of the Lord is powerful. You see that, Joey? He's powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon is Siron, and like a young unicorn, and the voice of the Lord divideth the flames of the fire. Now, as a Boy Scout, I used to go camping out there, and that fire would burn, and I'd see those different tongues of that fire would leap up from that fire, and it never did impress me then. But now, thinking back, it impresses me. God divides those flames. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. I've seen houses burn before. One flame will come up over here, another will come up over here. The Lord divides them. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve. And all those other cattle, and horses, and animals. God brings forth the young, and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. I hope we're here in his temple speaking of his glory today. I'm sincere about that. I know I fall short myself, but we must exclaim the power and glory of God. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. I wonder how many people believe that today. The devil did it. A lady down the street. I hadn't talked to her about this situation, but she would boldly tell me that was an act of the devil. I think I'll go ask her, Brother Jordan. See if that might wake her up. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king. There's that word there that so many people have to. Forever. It's not a temporary thing. It's not a one-time incident in all of your life that God might speak to you. He speaks forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. I'm thankful for that peace. Let me read that again. The Lord will bless his people. Some are not his people. But if you belong to him, he will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. As I was in my house and that flood was coming up the street, Brother Jordan, I was at peace about the matter. Did I want it to come in my house? No way. I didn't want it to come in my house. But I was at peace about the matter. You say, well, that's not peace. Go tell the Lord and pray for me. Okay, let me move along, see if I can. Psalms 29, I read that one. Okay, let's go to Mark 12 and 29 to the New Testament. You know, the Word of God doesn't just speak to us out of the Old Testament. He speaks out of the New Testament too. And I don't have time to look at every one of those. Book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 29. And Jesus answered, God manifested in the flesh. Look at his words here, he says. And Jesus answered. He had been asked, what's the first commandment? What's it like? What, Brother Jordan, which one of those is first? The first of all the commandments is here. And that's what we started off with early. Here. That's your commandment. Hear my words. Hear God's word. When he speaks, we're to hear. When he impresses us on some element of nature, he is speaking. If you can hear, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all of thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Now, that's hard to do. Brother Jordan, I'm sorry, but I don't love anybody more than I do myself. But we're told to. Linda, I love myself more than I love you. Don't be shaking your head like that. She was in agreement, Brother Jordan. Shame on her. There is none other commandment greater than these. That's a commandment. God's word. He speaks. Well, I don't know why I drew a line through this one. Let me look and see why. Psalm 13. Remember, read Psalm 8. Oh, this is a short one, isn't it? Now, I'd give you the verse, but I can't read my writing. Jonathan, you ever get to where you can't read your writing? Sometimes I can't read my writing. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Yeah, I desire to be heard too. I desire to be heard by the Lord. When I speak a prayer, I desire, all my words, as far as I'm concerned, I desire them to be prayerful. Prayerful. I desire that God Himself hears my voice. I don't want them to be foolish words on my part. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy, and my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. One more verse and I'll leave this place. Colossians 1. Didn't you read this the other day, Brother John? I believe you did. Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17. I know Colossians is here. I'll find it. Verses 16 and 17. Oh, we've already come across these points before. But what I want you to remember is God speaks all the way through this Bible. It's not just a one-time thing in Genesis 1 and 3. He speaks all the way through it. Here it says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him. Oh, now there's some terrifying words right there at the end. For him. You better be sure that when you thank him for something or notice something, it was for him. It's for him to be glorified. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
The Lord speaks continually. And sometimes actions are louder than words, right? In fact, just about all the time, actions are louder than words. You can tell somebody to do something and they may not listen to a word you say, Brother Jerry. Yeah, that goes right back to one of Jesus' parables, right? They had two sons. His father said to one of them, go and work in my field today. And he said, Father, I go, but afterward he went not. He spoke to the other one, go and work in my fields today. And the other one said, I'm not going, but afterward he repented and went. So the question is, which did the will of the father? And the answer, of course, is obvious. God's word to the child of God, the God's word is life. It's not something that is optional. It is something that is imperative. Now, pardon? Not variable, because God is not variable, is he? So when we look at these things, again, I think so often of Job and the terrible condition that Job was in and the tragedies that had befallen him in his life. And yet, oh, how favorably he can talk about the Word of God. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is of one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. Now, there's the key to really being blessed in the Word of God, is to be resigned joyfully to his will. And I believe that's what Job was. Again, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. And many such things are with him. All right, the word of the Lord. How blessed is it? How thankful are we for it? Thank you, brother.